on this episode of The Commercial Break.
What they're not telling you, it's an AI-generated figure. It's not...
Frankie, we've all seen these videos. If you're a man yes. and you've been on YouTube, then you've seen this. Some version of this particular video. How does it go? Well, it goes that there is a super ripped Asian man who says he's in his 60s and he looks like fucking Bruce Lee in his 20s. He's got the face of a 60-year-old but the body of a 20-year-old, and it says, "Wanna get ripped in 20 minutes a week? Lift your finger like this and pay me $700 a day." Everybody knows it's a fucking scam, Frankie.
Yes.
It's like you're warning people. I don't know what you're warning people about.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us after yet another vacation. I think that's like 12 we've taken in 6 months. That's pretty good. We're on track to be the most vacationed podcast of all time.
Well, I know. The problem is that we're not on the same we're not on the same
schedule.
Vacation schedule.
Yeah, that's true. I'm taking one, and then you take one, and then I take one, and then you take
but
one.
But I'm here until Memphis.
Yeah.
It's October.
Yeah.
So.
I'm on some kind of steady schedule. First of all, I'm here through the middle of the month, and then I'm on some kind of steady schedule after that. So things should smooth out a little bit here as we round the corner to the second half of the year. Stick with us. Yes. Everything will be fine. But we've been putting out episodes, so it's not like, you know, it's not like we've been totally missing the mark, which is mostly missing the mark. On this
halfway.
Mediocre comedy podcast is continuing to show its true colors. But a lot of traveling going on. I was in New York again. Late flying in again for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Every week.
13% on-time track record by Delta.
I know.
This particular flight. It's unbelievable. How do you conduct business as an airline? If your primary responsibility, well, your primary responsibility is get me there safely. That's what I request.
Yes, yes.
But number two, when I buy a ticket and I'm intending to be somewhere at a certain time, the train's got to run on time.
Well, you know, and I think before you started doing this specific flight, we had talked before about how Delta was so great.
Delta is great.
Yeah. And I mean, we took that from Denver. We just did a big trip to Colorado. So we did Denver to Atlanta and all of that. And it was fine.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'd say this. I will take Delta over any other airline. My thoughts haven't changed on that. I've quickly gotten some status with Delta as I'm flying all over God's green earth every week. But the status doesn't mean shit, really, at the end of the day. Delta has changed. Chrissy and I were just talking about, you know, it used to be back in the old days when I was a child. You used to be able to go to the Delta lounge with a fart and a whistle. Now you need 7 different credit cards, $300, and an international first class ticket for $4,000.
Well, the old days were just last year before they
overhauled. I was about to say, the old days were May.
Before they completely overhauled their whole reward system.
I like the fact that they've now, if you're a Delta flyer, then you know that they've made the frequent flyer miles situation much less complicated. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just every dollar you spend, you get a certain amount of miles depending on what status you're in. So if you're in no status, it's $1 per 1 mile per dollar. If you're silver, it's 2. If you're gold, it's 8. If you're diamond, it's 16 or whatever it is. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. But the benefits are not outweighing. Like, it's pretty to log in and see, the gold. You're gold. Congratulations.
Right.
Like, I had this whole thing, like a balloon popped up.
Yes,
it was like,
yes.
You turned gold. Great. But then I go to the lounge. I'm not that douchebag. I don't want to walk into the lounge all the time. It's not of interest to me. I'm not a lounge hound. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? I'm not a Delta lounge douche. That's not what I am. But I thought, well, I got upgraded yesterday because every other, flights are canceled and I don't know what happened, but I got upgraded, a magical upgrade to first class. And I thought, yes.
Right. I'm in.
2 hours late. The flight is 2 hours late. I'm going to go and I'm going to go sit in the lounge, and I'm going to get some work done, and I'm going to eat some shitty cheesecake squares and get a pop soda and have fun and go pee in a nice restroom. And you know what? I go beep, beep, do my ticket. And the lady's like, great, now just insert your card. And I go, oh, which credit card? I have to pay? And she goes, no, you don't have to pay. You just need to insert your Delta Amex Reserve.
The Reserve.
Yeah, your Delta Amex Titanium Reserve. That'll get you in. And I go, no, no, no. I'm first class. I got upgraded to first class. And she goes, great. Where are you flying to today? And I go, Atlanta? No, we don't do that anymore with domestic. It's only international. And I thought to myself, you've swung the opposite direction now. Mm-hmm. For one moment, there was a whole New York Times article about this, by the way. I'm not just bitching. I like to bitch and complain about a lot of things. But this one I'm backed up by scientific research, also known as the New York Times. The New York Times did a whole article about a year and a half ago about how the Delta lounges were out of fucking control. Everyone was going in for any reason whatsoever. They were staying for days on end, taking showers, you know, just basically being miserable human beings. Eating all the food, you know, putting things on seats and saving for their 10 family members that were passing through for 5 minutes. They were, the Delta lounges essentially became a truck stop for the airport.
Right.
Right? You could take a shower. You can get shitty food. You can get high caffeine energy drinks. Like, this is the plate. All right.
So, Why Brian 3000?
Why Brian 3000?
It's also available there.
I've never been in the Mile High Club. But I have been in the Delta Lounge Club, if you know what I mean. You just ask them for one of those showers. You can do whatever you want, basically. So they did this whole article. The entire world jumped on this article and said yes or no. Some people thought that because they had singled out the Atlanta airport specifically, the Atlanta airport has not one, not two, but four Delta lounges, that they were being racist. These New York Times articles and then Delta's new rules were being racist. They were trying to target a certain ethnicity that was staying a long time at the Delta Lounge. I don't know about all of that jazz. What I do know is that the article was true. Like, mm-hmm. If you went to a Delta Lounge in 2020 to 2025, then you know it's just a shitty experience. So now they have gone the absolute opposite direction. Now you can't get in there for any reason. It's like a brand new Miami club. They just keep you out for no. They have red velvet ropes outside the one in LaGuardia.
I've seen those too.
And they separate people into lines, and I think you have to have a pretty single girl with you to get in. Like, it's just become a weird situation.
Yeah.
So I know these are white people problems. I get it. I understand. Like, there's a whole world out there that's going through having a lot of problems, and Brian's complaining about the Delta Lounge. But it's not that I take advantage of the Delta Lounge all the time. I just thought this one instance. This is a perfect situation to use the Delta Lounge. I'm waiting 2 hours for my plane. It's 2 hours delayed. It has never been on time, my flight from LaGuardia to Atlanta. And now I have what I think is free access. That's right, Chrissy. But guess what? That's not even good enough for Delta anymore.
Nope.
I have status. I got a first class ticket. And by the way, hi, Sean. I love you too. Am I lying when I say that people who fly in first class on a regular basis are some of the most miserable fucking sons of a bitches that have ever lived on this entire earth? Is that right or wrong?
I mean, I don't fly first class very often, but when I do.
When Chrissy does.
When I have, I've found it to be a pleasant experience, but I don't know, maybe.
Wait, but you work at the commercial break. How are you not flying first class?
Right.
You'll find me in the bulkhead seat in the back of the plane.
Yeah. No, but then again, maybe it's just because I've been sitting next to Jeff, so I don't know.
Are you
having problems with other people there?
I'm having problems with everybody that sits next to me. I hate everybody.
Maybe everybody else was miserable as well because it was midnight where you guys are taking off.
Listen, I get it. I'm building in some frustration there, mm-hmm. right? I'm not saying, but two things. I've noticed that the people who first class are the ones that will just stand obnoxiously at the line 55 minutes before anybody tells them it's time to go to line, right?
Uh-huh.
First of all. Second of all, everyone's jockeying for position so that they can put their bags up. So, that, you know, everyone wants to. So by the time, even when I was on this first class flight last night, I had to put my bag like five seats away from.
Did.
Yeah, I was in the very first row and I had to put my bag five seats away. That sucks. Why? Because I don't know. Did they just let people on with a lot of bad? I don't know what's happening in there. But I sit down, even in the comfort seats, I sit down. And what is the rule, Chrissy? The rule is, you have a first class seat. There's like a little table in between the two of you, mm-hmm. right? And they put these little waters there. And they put one on each side. You know what that means? That's your side. That's my side.
Correct.
It doesn't mean that then you can commandeer the table because you've decided to order three glasses of wine at the same time.
Oh, God.
I was sitting next to a guy, big boy, white man, probably in his mid-60s. I mean, just glasses like this, you know,
uh-huh.
Just belly out to here. He looked like he looked like Ron White.
Okay.
Is who he looked like, but with short hair and a huge belly. And the guy comes by where the plane's loading and the steward comes by. Would you guys like anything to drink? I said, I'll just take some ice for my water. Mm-hmm. And this guy says, what kind of wine do you have? And the guy goes, red or white? Which one are you looking for? Red. Okay, I'll get you a glass of red. No. I asked what kind of wine that you had. And he goes, I think it's a Cabernet. And he goes, I need you to find out for me, please. And so then the guy comes back a couple seconds later and he goes, it is a cab. We do have a cab. Okay. What do you have besides a Cabernet? And it's like,
there's also a little thing in the front seat in the front.
Oh, he can't be bothered by that.
No.
He can't be bothered by that. So then the guy says, I think we also have a Merlot and maybe we've got a Pinot Noir. And he goes, I need you to find out for me. And so he comes back and he goes, we do have the Merlot. We do have the Pinot Noir and we have the cab. Which one can I get you? And he says, I'd like you to pour some of the Cabernet, and then I'd like you to give me a glass of the Pinot Noir so I could taste them both.
Oh,
and I thought to myself, are we at a fucking restaurant?
Yeah.
So Chrissy, then. So now the guy's got two glasses of wine. Before we take off, the guy pulls the cups away so that everyone can fly
take
safely.
Off, yeah.
As soon as we get in the air, he asks for another two glasses of wine. The guy's drinking heavily. And then for the rest of the flight, it started 15 minutes in. And as soon as this guy figured out how to connect to the internet, he scrolled on TikTok with his volume as loud as possible the entire fucking flight. I had my headphones in. I could still hear his TikTok.
What? That is so rude. You
his arm all the way over on me, you know, his glasses all over the table.
Serenity.
What is wrong with human beings? What is wrong? What is wrong with people? What under what circumstances? It's like going to a library and turning on your fucking Sonos. You just don't do that. You don't listen to videos at full volume on an airplane.
No.
If you don't have a headset, that's your fucking problem. Don't bother the rest of us
also,
with your TikTok.
Also, who doesn't have a headset that's in first class?
Yes. Exactly. They ask you if you want a headset. Plug it in and watch the soccer game or something. Stop bothering me with your overtly political TikToks overtly political or sexy girls in bikinis, you know, with thumping, gyrating music in the background.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable. I don't know what's wrong with human beings. It's probably what everyone says as they're walking by me. Look at that douchebag with his headset in. Look at that asshole.
Oh, you seem to be very polite.
I don't bother a fucking person. I say hello. I say please and thank you.
Yes.
I sit down. I don't bother anybody. I keep to my side.
Yep.
I'll even lean over if someone's in the middle
mm-hmm.
just to make sure that they know that they can have a little extra room because I know how uncomfortable that seat is. I kick my bag under the seat so I don't have to put extra bags up there. So if somebody's there's a little extra room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the rest of the world inconvenienced by me. Why? Because life's tough enough. They don't need to be bothered by Brian fucking Greene. Also, I'm very famous, so I don't want any of these stories to get back. I sat next to Brian Greene. He's a real asshole.
An expose in the New Yorker.
The New York Times. Brian Roone Delta.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to get a real warm welcome on Delta next time I come to. But it inevitably, I think if I've taken 15 or 20 flights this year, if I've taken 20 flights, 15 of them, I've had really not great seatmates for one reason or the other. Now, maybe I'm overly sensitive. Maybe because I'm so conscientious about the things around me, I'm overly sensitive to people who have no...
decorum?
They have no decorum. Yeah, that's right. They have no ability to understand what's good, bad, or indifferent. They're just like in their own world. Mm-hmm. They don't give a shit about anybody else. They
entitled.
Entitled. They want to flop their bodies all over the place, have three glasses of wine at one time. I thought there were rules against that. Isn't there rules against serving people so much alcohol on a plane?
There should be.
Isn't there rules against people playing loud music on a plane?
Yes.
I don't know. And at one point, he turned on the light, that damn light. And I was like, who fucking does that? I mean, who fucking does that? Who turns on the light? On a nighttime flight, don't turn on the light. Just leave it off, okay? If you can't see at night, close your eyes and go to sleep. That's what you do. Close your eyes, take a nippy nap. Put your little headset in and listen to, I don't know, Elton John and go to sleep, white man. White man. He made me so mad. He made me so mad.
Yeah.
I was livid by the end of the flight because I'd been listening to his bullshit the entire time and smelling his wine breath the whole time. He was just like, But maybe I do have to have some serenity and understand that, you know, not everybody. No, fuck him. No, fuck that guy. No, I'm take a second thought. Fuck that guy. So anyway. All right. We got it out of our system.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, everybody. In the
chat.
In the chat, welcome aboard. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Before we take a break, and we have a Frankie B video, Chrissy. Frankie B on deck. Look at that. We're going to go back to the well for the 357th time and find out what Frankie's up to.
Yes, he's still down there with his
still down
fiance.
In Florida,
fiance.
It looks like. Fiance. He's still down there in Florida with his Florida fiance, and they're still living the high life. He's going to teach us how to.
They're still living the high life.
He's still living the high life.
Getting the shoes from eBay.
From eBay? What did he call them?
Which there's nothing wrong with that. But,
no.
Yeah, what was the brand?
Hermes.
Hermes.
His Hermes.
Yeah.
His Hermes shoes from eBay. But I did want to say this. There was a dev, and if you were listening to the commercial break, if you have the RSS feed, if you downloaded any shows recently, then you know I put together like a very short plea for some help and put it on the RSS feed as an episode for the people of Venezuela. So
yes.
I'll put a link in the show notes. There are trusted, reputable foundations that are sending money and supplies directly to the people who need it. What a terrible, horrible situation. I don't want to bum the whole show out by talking about it ad nauseum.
I feel for that whole country.
Yes.
I mean, ugh.
But of course, you know that Astrid is Venezuelan. And so Venezuela
yes.
is a big part of my life. And this earthquake that happened about a week ago now was just devastating in so many ways. It's a kick while they're down. And it's going to take so much time, energy, and effort to recover. And so many hundreds of thousands of peoples are now displaced, as if it wasn't bad enough
right.
for the Venezuelans.
Right.
They are now additionally displaced. And so if you can spend a dollar, $5, drop off food, medicine, supplies at a local drop-off point. There are hundreds, if not thousands of them across the country. I can put a link to where you can find yours. Or go volunteer, pack some boxes.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we've been doing is going to the main like collection points.
Yeah.
And really heartened to see how many hundreds of people showed up, how many other hundreds of people were dropping off supplies, all of all different races, creeds, and colors, everyone coming together. I mean, mainly Venezuelans, but there were a lot of gringos mm-hmm. and gringas. There were everybody. I mean, you name it. We saw it. And it was a distinctly Venezuelan situation going on at the drop-off locations. It was a hot mess that was somehow working out. But don't let that dissuade you. They're going to need our help. They're going to need it for a long time.
Yeah, for months to come.
Yeah, so don't, you know, keep your powder. Drop off some stuff now. Maybe think about it 2 months from now. I think this will be going on probably for the better part of the next year. Okay. Chrissy and I are going to go step outside in the beautiful, cool air.
105 degrees.
It's unbelievable how hot it is. It really is. I'm quite surprised that the studio is even this temperature right
I
now.
I know.
It feels kind of comfortable in here.
Yes.
So I probably just
like
doomed
swamp.
Us. Yeah. I was in New York yesterday. It was like walking in soup.
Yeah.
Walking in
sick.
Soup. It was disgusting. In the office that I'm working at, the studio that I'm working at, we have this cool, like this industrial sized temporary air conditioning because, of course, the air conditioning is broken in the studio right when we needed to be working.
Yeah.
But the super came and he put this thing in. It's a tube outside that goes outside the window and then it goes into a machine that cools the air and then it sends it out another tube that you can kind of point in whatever direction you need cool air.
Yeah.
this machine is probably stands 4 feet high. It's a big thing, right? And at the very bottom of it, it's got a huge container for water.
Uh-huh.
And what it does is it sucks the hot air in, it cools the air, and then the cooling process causes the moisture in the
condensation.
Air, the condensation to fall down into this bucket.
Mm-hmm.
That bucket is 25 fucking gallons big. Sometimes we are emptying it twice a day.
Oh my God.
That's how much water is coming from the air.
Wow.
Water. I know how science works, but it's really interesting to see it actually play out in real time. So, okay, let's take a break. We'll get to Frankie B. Chrissy and I will be right back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of The Commercial Break.
When will it ever end? All right, let's see if we can hear Frankie.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, no, we can't hear Frankie. That's kind of weird. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's see. Are we doing this the right way, Chrissy? Do you know how to do it the right way?
I don't.
Okay, I don't either.
Okay, perfect.
So that makes two of us. It was working before.
It was.
Yeah. Okay, hold on 1 second. I think I know what's going on here. I think I know what's going on here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the commercial break. This is pretty normal for us. we just, you know, just plugging along here as we...
flying by the seat of our pants.
You know, hey, Chrissy, you gotta do what you can. All right. Well, Chrissy, tell me about your widespread panic. How was your widespread panic?
Well, I mean, Colorado in general was such a great trip. That state is beautiful.
Really is.
It is so beautiful.
Really is. Mm. Honestly, probably if not the most beautiful state in the nation, one of the most beautiful states in the nation.
Really is. I mean, it was gorgeous. We went to Denver, had a little birthday celebration, and then Father's Day, and then took a train, did the Amtrak down from Denver.
Wow.
Down from Denver to Grand Junction, which was gorgeous.
Keep talking. Guys, I'm going to turn off the video just for 1 second, but keep talking, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so did you guys have like a sleeper car?
We had a roomette, it's called. So it's just two seats.
Oh.
But we had like a big picture window.
So you guys had to lay on top of each other? Did you sleep?
No, we didn't.
Was it an overnight train?
We sat knee to knee.
Yo, you sat knee to knee. That sounds uncomfortable.
It was fine. Yeah. And it follows, you know, the Colorado River down through these canyons and just was gorgeous. So that was fun. Got to Grand Junction. That's a cute little town. Then drove down to Telluride.
Love Grand Junction.
Mm-hmm.
Telluride is probably one of the more beautiful cities.
You're in the bowl.
Oh, yeah. You're in the bowl. You're smoking the bowl.
Beautiful
you're
waterfall.
Doing the bowl.
Yeah. We hiked a big waterfall up to 10,000 feet. God, that altitude will mess with you, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, hold on. Let's see if I can hear this.
Okay.
This is your first time here.
There we go. All right. We did it. I did it. On the fly. While we were recording. That's quite amazing. I feel like a Jimmy Kimmel level production skills
yes.
here. Except for can't see Chrissy. But besides that, everything's working out great. Here. You know what, Chrissy? You know what I'm going to do for you today? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you today. We get to see Chrissy. Brian's out. All right, there you go. All right, here we go. If you're not watching on the live stream, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak Wednesdays and Thursdays, sometimes on Fridays, Chrissy and I, we go live. You can follow us and you'll get notified about when we go live. Okay, Chrissy, Frankie is back. He's in his abode. And what he's going to do here is he's going to tell us about working out in your 60s.
Oh,
and how you don't want to get
working out.
Yeah, you don't want to get taken by the scam artists who are out there trying to sell you workout programs online.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's going to warn us about the scams.
Okay.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo.
I just find it weird when people welcome you to the video. Like, I turned it on. You don't need to, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the video.
And all is built for all guys in their 60s who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. So before we get into the video.
I love the two whack-off statues in
the
background.
Yeah, they're still back there.
Yeah, he's still got the two hands. Didn't he just have one last time?
I think there was just one.
Did he? He's now, he's doubled up. Listen, if you really want to go at it, use both hands. If you're really talented or that big, you use both hands.
Deal at any time you like the content or you agree with the content, do me a favor, give the video a like, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming videos.
Ooh.
Lifestyle.
Fitness. Fashion. Fun. Sex. Titties.
Hair plugs.
Botox.
All right, guys. So today we're going to talk about workout routines. What is the best workout routine out there? And what are the workout routines that, in my opinion, and let me be very clear on this, this is only my opinion.
Thanks for clarifying, Frankie, as if you were like the noted authority on online workout routines. You can already tell by the way his eyes are moving. He has no idea what he's about to talk about. He's just going to run on the fly. Mm-hmm. How do I know that he has no idea what he's about to talk about based on the way his eyes are looking? Because that's what I do every day of the episode, every episode of the commercial break.
Workout routines are, I would just say, ridiculous waste of money scams. Let's go over them. The first one, and this guy is all over social media.
Oh, God.
He's all over Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Marketplace. Everywhere you go, this guy is promoting his workout routine. It's called Suprahuman. All right. This is the guy that...
Wasn't there like a car called the Supra,
Supra
at one point? Yeah.
It was a Supra.
I think I had a girl that I dated drove a Supra.
Toyota Supra.
Yeah. I'm glad to know she's doing well, making money on the online fitness space as a man.
Before you can even sign up or before you even qualify for his routine, you got to make $150,000. And why did
Which Frankie's out. Frankie's out.
He's bitter.
He's bitter. He's mad. He was hoping to join the program, but no luck.
Going to make $150,000. Well, because his program to start is $10,000 a year. That's right. $10,000 a year. But he guarantees if he doesn't get you ripped, you don't pay. Well, let me tell you why this is a bunch of horse shit and why this is what I believe personally the biggest scam going. Okay, first of all, he's not going to get everybody ripped in the time frame that he says he is, because there's going to be a lot of you men out there. And what he's doing is
because basically he's marketing to you losers out there. Here comes Frankie over the top to double bash the guys who are trying to improve their physique. Listen, I'm not on board with the $10,000 scam either. I don't want to make that portrayal. But now Frankie's going to tell you why you are a loser that doesn't qualify to have any help whatsoever.
To executives, because you don't have time to work out. You know, you've got money, you got the girls, you got the boat, you got the cars, but you don't have the body. and that makes you a lesser person, you know? But he's got the secret recipe. In the secret recipe, guys.
Hey, by the way, Frankie, the same thing that you say in almost every video that you do. You are constantly beating up the audience members who are trying, you know, you frame it as self-help, but what you're really doing is just kind of bullying people about how terrible they are and how terrible their fitness habits are and how terrible their eating plan is. And, you know, I've seen you on the boat. Have you seen the beginning of your own video, Frankie?
Yep.
Have you seen the video?
God, what was that video when he did it with, it was the yacht?
The girls on the yacht?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He was driving around.
All of you who are thinking about going into his program, the secret recipe, it's money. Just give him money. And his coaches, okay, he's coaches all over the world, okay? These are guys that he just sucks up and hires and say, here's a program, make them follow it. We'll worry about, you know, if they get ripped or not later. That's all it is. Guys, don't fall for this particular scam. You know me. My followers, you know me.
Wait, which who? What? Followers? Mm-hmm. Which followers are you? Mm-hmm. Both of you know me, Chrissy and Brian. Brian and Chrissy, you guys know me. You guys have been listening to my programs. I will shoot you straight.
Here, it doesn't take $10,000 to build a better body. Do you know what it takes? Discipline. It's just discipline.
And like $7,000. You can come to my studio for $7,000, Chrissy. Listen to me, okay? I'll take you to my studio, which is basically a closet on the north side of Chicago. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick barbed wire in your face and stretch it out, and a couple shots of Botox, and then we're going to plump you up with some Valvoline in your ass cheeks. And you're going to have it's going to look great, Chrissy. Little Just for Men on your beard. You're on your way. Frankie's follicles. I won't steer you wrong.
All right. You don't need to spend $10,000. You just need to go to the gym. If you looked at my previous videos, all right, and I'll link one up after this video, it's super easy. You get in the gym, you work out 6 days a week. You know, guys
super
in their
easy.
60s, guys in their 50s.
6 days a week.
Super easy.
What life are you living, Frankie?
You have to work out 6 days a week. You have to eat very disciplined. Okay, you've got to. It's cohesiveness. It works hand in hand, working out and eating right. It doesn't take you $10,000 to figure this out or go into this jokes program. All right, it's actually
he really hates this guy.
He probably hates the guy because the guy's having some measure of success. Mm-hmm. But, you know, listen, also, I maybe it is a scam. What do you say? Suprahuman?
Yes,
suprahuman. Let's look together, guys. Suprahuman doesn't really have more viewers than Frankie does.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got like 13, 14 bucks, something like that.
You have to watch out for, and this one really kills me. It's Tai Chi. It's either Tai Chi walking or they have Tai Chi chair exercises. That's when you sit on a chair just like this, okay? This is your exercises. Wow. Building muscle. Okay, this is Tai Chi. 7 minutes a day. And this, let's do a couple leg lifts. Okay, you got that? Right, doing that is going to build you the body of your dreams. You're going to be an Adonis. But what they're not telling you, it's an AI-generated figure. It's not...
Frankie, we've all seen these videos. If you're a man and you've been on YouTube, then you've seen this. Some version of this particular video. How does it go? Well, it goes that there is a super ripped Asian man who says he's in his 60s and he looks like fucking Bruce Lee in his 20s. He's got the face of a 60-year-old but the body of a 20-year-old, and it says, "Wanna get ripped in 20 minutes a week? Lift your finger like this and pay me $700 a day." Everybody knows it's a fucking scam, Frankie.
Yes.
It's like you're warning people. I don't know what you're warning people about. It's like you're warning people about a car crash before, you know, after they go to the hospital. It's like, okay, dude, we got it. We understand.
Even a real human.
Frankie's doing a real service. You'll get ripped. It's so true. I've seen the video. The first time I saw, there's a new one. It's a black guy. He's probably six. They're standing on a basketball court. Of course, you're standing at the black guy standing on a basketball court. He's probably like 6 foot three, right? It's obviously AI. And this guy is just stacked. He is a perfect human being, right? Yeah. And then next to him is, imagine the guy I was sitting next to yesterday on the plane, but he's black. And he says, and this is how the guy's mouth is moving weirdly. You could just tell it's AI.
Yeah,
right? And he goes, "This is my dad, born in 1976. Well, I know some people that were born in 1976, and this guy looked about 30 years older with his big pot belly and his gray hair and his big wrinkles. This is my dad, born in 1976. And in 2 weeks, this is my dad, born in 1976. And all of a sudden, the father is like, Arnold Schwarzenegger in his most peak form. And I'm like, clear, in, you know, Tai Chi for 5 minutes a day. And he lost 40 pounds. It's bullshit. It's horseshit. Of course it is. We all know it. No one is falling for that. Now, I say that, but I see these videos like every 13 minutes. So the truth is, maybe there's a lot of people falling for it.
Yeah.
Who is ripped beyond belief. All right. But that individual or that AI character got that from sitting his ass on a chair and doing these ridiculous exercises. All I'm saying, guys, okay?
Yeah, 2,000 years of history's got to be wrong, Frankie. Don't you think? Tai Chi can help, but it's not meant to build muscle necessarily. That's not the point. It's like a meditative thing.
Yeah,
so I get what you're saying here, Frankie. But, you know, I love how Frankie's giving the example by showing his tiny shorts.
I know, he was doing the leg lift.
It's exactly the kind of shorts I would imagine Frankie in. So it was Pride over the weekend, right? I get in late on Sunday. My flight's delayed on the way there, of course, but I already was taking the late flight. So I get in at like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm so fucking hungry. And so I go to Prince Street Pizza. And if you've been to New York, you know Prince Street Pizza. It's like world famous. Tiny little place. You walk in, there's a little line. But the line sometimes can wrap around the block. It's so good.
Yeah.
It is like some of the,
yum.
It is the best pizza
I've
ever
had. I love
that New
York pizza.
Oh my God. So I go, it's two in the morning. They're open till 3:30 or something on Sundays. There's a little bit of a line, but not a huge one. And I am standing in front of two very handsome, well-built men in very short, colorful shorts and crop tops. I have no idea that it's Pride weekend, right? But the guys start turning around. They start talking to me, right? And they're saying, it's Pride weekend. We're here for Pride. What do you do? Blah, 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 blah. And they were like, you should buy us rainbow pizza. And I'm like, there's no such thing as rainbow pizza. But I ended up buying them a slice of pizza. They were very nice. Very nice. Anyway, when I left, the line was all of a sudden out the door. And everyone, 90% of the people that were there were young folks, and it was either gay men or white women, right? And they were all wearing the exact same shorts, and that was shorts that show your ass, like the shorts that are way up your ass. That is exactly on brand for Frankie. He's wearing the exact same shorts. It's on brand. It's on brand for Frankie. I just love it. I love that he's at his age and he's still wearing those short shorts. Why? Because the 32-inch seam, 31-inch seam, I like those too, Chrissy. I don't like to wear those board shorts. Yeah. I don't want to cover up these knees. These knobby knees need to be seen. People want to see my knobby knees. You know what I'm saying?
They demand to
they
be
demand.
Free the knee.
Free the knee. Let it go. Listen, I went to Catholic school where they took a ruler. Right?
Oh, yeah.
They took that ruler. But I don't know what happened, but somewhere around sophomore year, the ruler rule went out the door and the skirts kept getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think mainly because it was like, you know, our principal went from a woman to a man and all of a sudden, I'm not all that concerned about. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying I went to Catholic school. Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. Okay. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Frankie.
Let me do something Brian has never done.
Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
I love Jackie Beans.
Oh, he's
love
the best.
That song. Have you talked to Jackie Beans?
I haven't.
You guys still in touch
with
Jackie?
I'm sure I've seen him at Mimpo.
All right. Well, we gotta get a checkup on Jackie.
Yes.
Yeah. I love. I had such a great time with him at the Pearl Jam show. Yeah, I had a great time with this random stranger.
He was there having fun.
Yeah, he was like magic. He was a little magic pill for the show. It all came together perfectly. All right, here's Frankie, giving us fair warnings about stuff we clearly already know is bullshit, but okay.
Man to man, just step up to the plate, all right? Get discipline. Work out 6 days a week. Work a particular body part.
Take testosterone, human growth hormone. Work out 6 days a week. 6 days a week. Frankie, people don't have six fucking days a week to work out. I know some people do that. I know. But those are people that...
Also, you want to build yourself up to that. You don't want to go straight in.
Yeah.
You hurt yourself.
You're really going to get hurt. Listen, everyone settle down, all right? Slow down. Start with 6 minutes a month. That's Brian's plan. I figure 6 minutes a month, which I haven't started quite yet, but that's my plan.
Six minutes a month. That's a good goal.
For the first 4 years, and then move to 8 minutes a month for the next 4 years.
Yes.
By the time I turn 70, I figure 10 full minutes a month is how I'm going to keep this body.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look.
Throw in some Tai Chi.
What I'm going to throw in is testosterone, human growth hormone, and Ozempic.
Right.
That's what I'm going to throw in.
Each session, do not do full body workouts each time you're in the gym, because you're never working out a particular muscle group hard enough to make it grow. You just will never, ever get the results, and then you might quit. But if you work out arms one day, which is biceps, triceps the next day, you do shoulders, you do chest, you do back, and then
chest. Chest. Why Frankie has such a hard time with some words in the English language, and it seems like chess is one of them. It's chest.
Yeah, the T's.
Yeah, the T's. That's right. Or Hermes.
You do legs, and then you cycle it. And guess what? Work out for at least an hour. Do an hour of weights.
An hour of triceps? I don't think I've ever spent an hour thinking about my triceps, if I'm being honest. Or my biceps, or really any muscle except for my dick. And the only hour I would. And that's only because Astrid's like, really? Are we finished? And I had to talk to her for an hour about how we were finished.
What does weights do? Obviously, it builds muscle. What builds testosterone? Muscle.
Testosterone. So he didn't see the T's.
Yeah, testosterone. Well, if he's got an actual speech impediment, which I had when I was a kid too, I don't want to shame anybody.
No.
Of course.
Shame.
But I think it's more of like, just
a
the
dialect.
Word. Yeah, the dialect. Yeah,
his,
that's
where he
right.
grew up.
The dialect. And Chrissy said it without a T. Dialect.
Dialect. But, yes.
Dialect. That's a medicine you take. Diaphylactic.
Muscle. If you're not building muscle, you're not going to have testosterone, and you can't build muscle. So no matter what you do, no matter what program, no matter what the supra human dude, all right, is telling you,
right,
in Tai Chi, you have to have testosterone.
Here we go with the testosterone.
So far, this video has just given us no useful information except for his workout schedule,
yeah,
which is completely unrealistic for, I would imagine, 90% mm-hmm. of the human beings out there, unless you're retired and that's your thing and you're really focused on your health and your muscle building. I just don't know a lot of like retired 65, 70 year olds that are focused on muscle building. Like, and I want to say that because I don't want to be focused on muscle building at that age. What I like to focus on, you know, drugs and alcohol mainly.
Yeah.
And then on occasion, you know, I'll take a run and sweat it out.
I believe, you know, guys in their 60s, you should all actually look into TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, okay? Really, because our levels, when you get in the 60s, I mean, they could be 200, 300, they're way down. And when your levels are that low, it's really, really going to be hard to build muscle. And it's going to be even more harder to lose belly fat.
More harder to lose. And by the way, Frankie went to, I think, John Hopkins Medical School. I'm pretty sure that's where he's got his doctorate from, is yeah. John Hopkins. I will say this. As a man of a certain age, he's right about one thing. Testosterone. And by the way, this doesn't just go for the guys out there. Mm-hmm. Now, Brian's about to get on his high horse about health. This doesn't go for the guys out there. This goes for the ladies,
too. Oh,
there's
plenty of women that take testosterone.
That take testosterone, or they have to have their estrogen fixed. Hormones mm-hmm. play such an important role in how we feel, how we look, how we act, how we, you know, all the things. And as we get older, the smallest adjustments in some of those things up or down can really wreak havoc. And I learned this firsthand with the hormone known as calcium. Which is yes. a hormone, actually, or it's a PGC, which is something that the parathyroid puts out, but it can fucking wreck your life and you may not even know it. So it's important to get your hormones checked out, but don't go off half cocked and just start taking, you know, fucking doping because Frankie B thinks it's a good idea. Frankie had no idea what he was going to talk about 5 minutes ago, and now he's into the testosterone conversation.
All right, because without, you know, testosterone, it's just going to stay there, and you're never going to be able to get rid of it. So you should most definitely look into getting, you know, weekly shots of testosterone. Here, it's good for your heart. It's good for your bones. It's good for your hair. It's definitely good for your muscles. It's good for the bedroom. It's good for your nails. You know,
it's good for the bedroom.
Give me your nails.
I would die to spend a day with Frankie and his girl. I would die.
Yeah.
I would honestly. I think maybe we should try and make this happen now. I think as we turn the corner into the next evolution of the commercial.
True.
Break, I think we should just stop being so precious about Frankie B, and I should just reach out to him and be like, hey, in case you don't know, which he most definitely does, but in case you don't know, for 5 years, we've been making money talking about you. Not a lot, so don't try and sue us because, you know, you can't bleed a rock. But at the end of the day, Frankie, it is time for us to join forces.
Yeah.
The two most mediocre people putting out the most mediocre content on the internet should get together and finally do a video together. And I'll go spend a day with you down in Florida.
Yeah.
And just let me videotape what goes on a normal day. Right. And then, you know, I'll take you to a nice dinner.
Without testosterone, guys, what's happening is, oh, man, you're dying a slow death.
We're going to have tuna eggs
the tuna eggs.
Yeah.
But if you keep your testosterone levels up, all right, you're going to keep your muscle density. You're going to keep your bone density. You're going to keep your hair. You're going to have better looking skin. That's the secret. Okay. It's not this ridiculous, just insane workout routine that Superhuma is trying.
Superhuma? What's a Superhuma?
I don't know. He's having trouble.
I know. I laugh, but I do that all the time. Yes. The older I get, the more it happens, where I just like words start bleeding into each other.
You know, to tell you that you need. All that is a scam to get your investment. They know you're going to quit. You are going to quit. All the money that you put down on a program, and this is what they're hoping for. They're hoping that if you do put down $10,000 on the program, that, you know what, I put $10,000 down, I better stick it out. But is that the right thinking? Here, save your $10,000. Do yourself a favor.
send it to the commercial break. So they can keep calling attention to my videos.
Also, I'm thinking if I've got 10 grand just to blow on like a internet ad, you know, I'm probably at least going to look into getting a trainer.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. You're so right about this. I mean, a good trainer is probably $100, $150 a session.
Yeah.
Maybe like the elite trainers, $250 a session. But you could go once a week, have them teach you and make adjustments and tell you, okay, you know, we need to pick up on your legs or whatever you want to do. I had a personal trainer one time and she was smoking hot. And my ex-wife, I think, quickly figured out this was not the right idea. smartly, but, you know, you can go get that trainer and they can just help you every once in a while, make fine tunes to your, schedule, but you really got to be committed to working out. You don't go get a personal trainer unless you are willing to do two
or three
days.
Well, and they'll help you stay committed.
Motivated. They'll show up at your front door. They'll drag you out of bed. They'll bang pots and pans on your face.
Go on two vacations. Call me up. I'll go with you. All right? Let's go on a vacation with that money. Let's have a good time. Let's build a better body. The only way to build a better body is by what I'm telling you. So, guys, all I'm telling you.
And what did you tell
us?
You said 6 days a week, get a shot of testosterone every week. You gave us those two notable pieces of advice. Check with your doctor before you ever start shooting up hormones in your ass once a week. First of all, second of all, completely unrealistic. You gave us no additional information. Frankie, you have once again lured us into a conversation with absolutely no point. I appreciate it.
All you older guys out there, don't be fooled by these bullshit scam artists out there, because that's all they are. Just go to the basics. Hard work, okay? Dedicate your time for at least 6 days a week, 1 hour a day. That's all it takes. Do you got time? Yes, you got time. Well, superhuman, you need blood work. We need, oh my God, we got the best doctors. You don't need that horse shit. There's no blood.
You don't need medical professionals to fuck around with your hormones. You don't need that horse shit. Just start injecting yourself. Blood work, who needs that?
Tests out there that is going to tell you how to work out. Again, it's another scam. It's all money. Don't fall for the trap. If you want to build a better body, you want
subscribe to my channel so I can put more ads.
Yeah, this is a little hand
fashion. You want grooming tips? You're here. You're here at the channel. Subscribe to my channel, and we'll get you there inexpensively and the easy way. My name is Frank Bernardo. I'll see all of you in the next video.
Oh, can't wait, Frankie. Don't tempt me with a good time, buddy.
More.
Don't tempt me with a good time, my friend. I, you know, listen, the more that I see Frankie, the more I'm just in love with everything it's going to happen. This season, I will contact Frankie B. I will do it.
As a matter of fact,
I'm going
to
put it on my calendar. I'm going
to
email him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, hey, buddy, and we'll see if he responds. And if he does, maybe some magic can happen on the commercial break. And if he doesn't, we'll just continue to do videos about him until he has to pay attention to us. Listen, we love you. Frankie, I think the best thing that we could do is get together in the same room and start talking, because that's how friendships are built. That's how friendships are built. Mm-hmm. And that's how, you know, you go to your salon suite in style, lifestyle. That's how lifestyles are built. Mm-hmm. Lifestyles, and we'll pump our chests and all that other stuff, right, Chrissy?
Yeah, you can hit the gym, eat the tuna eggs, get your Hermans.
Work on our dialect.
Right.
Yeah, all that stuff. We can figure it out together, Frankie. Imagine a world where you and I and Chrissy are in a room.
Join
forces. I mean, with your 30 listeners and our 30 listeners, we could have 60 listeners.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. All right.
Oh, Frankie, he is lovable.
He is. He's a big lovable loaf. I think he's mainly harmless.
I think he is too. And he smiles so much too.
Yeah.
And he's like, so he seems to be very happy.
He's a bit of a chauvinist, but you know, he's a man of a certain age also.
He is.
And he's a man of a certain ilk. He comes from probably a very machismo Chicago culture. And he's into all that working out and all that other stuff. So, you know, I'm not forgiving the chauvinism. What I'm saying is I can understand where it comes from, because I grew up where he grew up. And there's just a flavor up there.
Yeah.
It's just how it is. Okay, Chrissy and I will be back tomorrow, probably for a couple shows, maybe a couple shows.
Two shows.
For two shows. And that's all the information I can give you right now. I don't want to get you all excited about stuff coming up in the future, because I don't even know what's coming up in the future.
Right.
So I could say some stuff, but it's probably not going to be true. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld coming on next week. if he says yes, and if we find a phone number that he can call. Yep. Going to talk to Nate Bargatze about all of his Trump drama. If we call him and he answers the phone. Let's see. Ariana Grande going to be speaking to us about her brand new tour. Really out there killing it right now.
Well, she's gone. She had to delay it, I saw, for some production issues.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I wonder if one of the... Oh, I'm not going to say that. Ariana Grande is tiny.
She is.
Tiny. But, you know...
Beautiful voice.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful voice. Loved her in Wicked. We're big fans around here.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You look at her, she's tiny. Katy Perry going to come in and, you know, ride a big emoji turd into the studio? And what is Katy Perry doing? What is wrong with her?
I don't know. She's still with Justin Trudeau?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's making her less crazy. I think it's making her more crazy, if I'm being honest. All right. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak for all the episodes on video. Subscribe to the podcast. And Brian W. Green, if you want to help out. Brian William Green, if you want to help out with the recovery efforts down in Venezuela. I've got a link in the show notes. Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best you out there in the podcast and streaming universe. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We love you. Until next time, we will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Goodbye.
Five 30!